Okay, this is board time, Wednesday, September 9th at 1:31 p.m.
Welcome, welcome. Looks like we have a very simple agenda. 1.1, someone want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minute for September 2, 2015.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? None. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion passes. New business, 2.1, policy on lowering the flag. Mark, you want to lead on that?
Okay, recently Councilor Mador communicated with me reacting to the tragic loss of police officers across the nation and the loss recently of a canine dog out of the sheriff's office, and proposing a policy whereby the county would automatically lower the flags that we have flying at our facilities to half staff for 10 days following the death of a police officer anywhere in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we ought to have a board discussion on that, consider the length of time, consider what circumstances warrant lowering the flag. Do we consider firefighters, members of the military that reside in the state of Washington, or do we confine it to our local Clark County community? So with that, the board
if we don't come up with something any different, what is the policy now?
We don't have an established policy for making flag lowering decisions at the board.
We don't follow the national.
Typically, if the president orders flags at half staff, or the governor does, we follow suit.
So, there is flag protocol, I believe it includes under what circumstances normally a flag goes to half mast. Do we know what that is?
There is a flag code, and it says that. By order of the President, the flag shall be flown at half staff upon the death of principal figures of the U.S. government and the governor of a state, territory, or possession as a mark of respect to their memory. In the event of the death of other officials or foreign dignitaries, the flag is displayed at half staff according to presidential orders or in accordance with recognized customs or practices not inconsistent with law. It also goes on to say that the governors can order flags fly at half staff as well, but the flag code is advisory. It's not.
No, I understand that, but I'd like to know what there is for the U.S. flag. There are standard protocols. It involves how you fold it, how you store it, how you post it, how you put it on a window, and so, you know, under what circumstances.
And if you fly it at night, it has to be illuminated and
exactly,
so on and so forth.
Exactly, all that. So is that just a flag, a national flag protocol for the U.S. flag? I believe there is such a thing.
Yeah, there is a U.S. flag code, and it spells out how you treat the flag, how you dispose of the flag, et cetera, et cetera.
Does it talk about local?
No, it doesn't.
About optional for local jurisdictions or whatever.
What it says in the code is that it's advisory, that mm-hmm. you're not compelled to follow it.
Well, yes.
It's not a violation of statute if you lower the flag to half staff locally.
A violation of flag protocol is a very serious
So when the president or governor orders half staff flags, what is the term?
The length?
Yeah, the length.
When they announce the flag going to half staff, they typically say for what period of time. So I think it varies.
Here's the governor's list if you want to look
at it. I think there's a website. It's like usflagstaff.us or something like that. That's where we get the national recommendations. And we normally should tune into that. You know what I'm talking about, Mark?
Yeah.
Have you gone to the site?
I think so, yes.
And so that would be for national. But I'm not aware that, hi Julie, that our president lowers or gives the order or the recommendation to lower the flags half mast when we have a high profile police officer murder, like as what has happened multiple times over the last several months across America. He doesn't even show up at their funerals. I want to make sure that this community respects those officers and that we do step up and that we recognize that we respect them with our own flying our flag at half mast, because they're like a family. I don't want to, what I'm not suggesting is that we blow this thing up and make a really big deal out of it and add a whole bunch of other stuff. I just want to make sure that whatever we do, if we lose a local officer, whether it be a canine officer or one of our own, in any of the cities within our, in anything within our Clark County, that we would have a policy that we would lower our flags. And if there be another shooting of an officer that's murdered, like has happened across our country, that we would also extend that same respect. That's all I have in mind.
What about death of an officer? I'd like to, if we're going to develop a policy, I'd like to see that we, if it's to respect the work and the life of an officer, so someone gets killed in a motor vehicle accident, or, you know, I agree completely with your concern and outrage that law enforcement officials are being singled out and targeted for murder. It is shocking and disgusting and infuriating, and there aren't enough words to even talk about it. Root causes of that, I'm not sure we can fix that in Clark County, but we can think about if we have any of those same root causes going on here, where we universally have public officials who disrespect law enforcement, because I think that feeds that kind of action. A difficulty about half mast for a dog is that it's a dog. It's not a human being. However, legally, in the state of Washington now, a police dog is an officer. There are people that would ridicule that and feel that it minimizes a human officer. So, but the people who handle those dogs know that it is their partner. Absolutely, that dog is their partner.
I would think that we would get the recommendation from our sheriff. If any time the sheriff or one of his officers or canine officers dies, then he would tell us ahead of time, what do you want us to do?
And I would think City of Vancouver, too, or any other city in Clark County that an officer would die in the line of duty. I don't...
The canine unit is a multi-agency unit.
Mm-hmm.
So even Burlington Northern Santa Fe has a dog on it. So, yeah I would...
So the question would be, the proposal would be to let our sheriff make the recommendation for the canine officer policy for us when it comes to the flag. Why don't we invite him to make that call?
Well, that's our job.
I think if he says no,
as an officer, I think what we do now that we usually recognize him for the rest of the week or for a week. But what's been going on now is that we're having more than one killed in a week.
Yeah.
So maybe we should look at a duration of 7 days, and then if an additional one is killed in that same time frame, then we add 3 days. If we're not careful, we're going to find our flag at half mast all the time.
Well, then I want the Colombian to come in and take a picture of how often that flag is at half-mast and what's going on in our country.
It's shocking how many police officers...
And my sharpness isn't with you.
Yeah, I understand.
It's circumstances.
In the line of duty, and I think that's the It's not if a person is dies at home or something
no,
like that.
I,
it's in the line of duty, as you mentioned. And I think that with the feedback from the sheriff would be good. In coordination with the city would be good. So it'd be a good thing to research and then come back to the table and make a decision. Okay.
In the meantime, just
the other cities, right?
Well, anyone
in
within
Clark
County.
County.
I would say certainly if any officer is murdered or dies in the line of duty in Clark County, we would automatically lower the flag
agreed.
For at least a week. Is that agreed?
Yes.
Okay. And that that if there is a, when it comes to extending that same respect to a canine officer, we would ask our sheriff to recommend yes or no. Agreed?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Well, let's think about another aspect. That then causes him to make what could be a divisive decision in his own ranks, because the people who handle dogs, that dog is their living partner. And I don't, you know, if he says, oh, well, we're not going to do it for a dog, I mean, we don't want to put something onto him that when he makes that decision.
Right. I think he's really in touch. Being a retired officer himself, he is really in touch with protocol. 38 years, he's seen how it's been done.
Mm-hmm.
So, out of respect for him, we'd like to have his recommendation, mm-hmm. and we make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
He's also been commander of the K-9 unit.
Yeah, so he's the best qualified person to have that insight, much more than I do.
Yeah, and they actually have a canine memorial that they are going to place in between the courthouse and the jail.
Okay.
So I think they love their
nice.
Dogs.
Okay, yeah, they do. Well, I love their dogs too.
They have their portraits. The deceased dogs, their portraits
okay.
are hung
so,
out office.
So there's three different categories here. One is any officer killed in the line of duty in Clark County. The second one is the canine and the recommendation that we have the sheriff who has the insight. And I think he's wise enough and respected enough to know how to make that call. I'm not worried about us putting him in an awkward position. He's already in a position of leadership. That's his call, as I see it.
But he's not going to always be the sheriff. So that's I'm thinking about if we're making policies, how do they fly forward? But
well,
I'm not going to disagree on that.
All I'm saying is that at this point in time, when we are considering a policy that has to do with canine officers, we make that policy now based on that, on his decision, yes or no. And then that policy will stay in place until it's changed in the future.
I think we should also ask him how they recognize officers from other areas around the United States.
He'll figure that out.
Yeah, so that'd be good, because I'm not quite sure if we've done that or if we've just done it for the state.
Well, again, that has to do with canine officers. His input will. We'll just simply say, you guide us, we'll respect your recommendation. The last category here is nationally, any officer that's killed in the line of duty, that we would treat it as though it was one of our own here in Clark County.
Well, that's why I want to get his recommendation on that, too.
Okay.
I'm inclined to say yes, but I'm also aware of the number, of the high number, and as I mentioned before, I don't want our flag at half mast all the time. It will lose meaning
if
it's never at the top of the flagpole.
What does the State Patrol do? I'd be interested in
knowing. We've got a Law and Justice Council meeting come up, and the State Patrol, the Sheriff, and the City of Vancouver Police Chief are all there with you. Maybe this would be a good topic.
Yeah, that's it.
Is this
that's
your
that's
committee?
Good idea.
Yes.
That's tomorrow
Law
morning.
Law and Justice.
Perfect. Maybe just pass it off them as a topic.
Perfect.
Yeah,
on
okay.
the
great
other
idea.
Note, having to do with military,
yeah,
I think any military, because it's a national issue, and most positively in the state of Washington. So right now, I guess you know we're not at war. It's always policing actions.
All right, then at least we'll find out recommendations from them tomorrow.
Good.
Okay. All right. So that we'll get my input on that. And there, yeah, thanks for that recommendation, Axel. That's a great source. The sheriff will be there, and we got people that have a bigger picture. All right.
And thanks for proactively thinking about the number of officers that could maybe, if we could do a proclamation honoring all serving law enforcement for a council meeting.
We probably have a national day of recognition would be something to look into.
Yeah, that was on the governor's list there. So every time there is a day, and then so the governor orders it.
Well, and there's the thing we do in the spring down in the courtyard, which honors those who are slain. But I'm talking about the ones that are courageously serving all across the country, you know, in the face of whatever.
Peace Officer Memorial Day, May 15th.
Okay, so that wraps up the 2.0. Councilor reports, you want to go first? Do you have anything?
I have nothing.
John?
I have a couple of things that come to mind that I've come to what I saw in the newspaper. Clark County's diversity program being held in Portland, Oregon.
Really?
Is that right?
The Portland metro area has a diversity conference every year, and they invite people from Washington County, Clackamas.
We're not putting it on over there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, if it was ours, it'd be in the Hilton on this side of the river. That,
I feel better already. And the other thing that's come up, and it keeps coming up from time to time, is Camp Bonneville and the gun range in the pit. They keep saying, when will Camp Bonneville be ready to have a firing range out there? It's just a question. If you could come back with an answer.
Is that another question for our Law and Justice Council tomorrow, Axel?
Well, no, they won't know that. But
no, it's a function of the cleanup and when the area would be safe for the general public.
Yeah. Don't we have something out in that direction? Doesn't our sheriff?
The
sheriff has one out there.
Yeah,
they also use the pit.
Uses it.
Okay.
And we're getting a lot of complaints from the pit. And it's continuous, so the sooner we do it, the better it's going to be for our community.
So what's the question?
It's just a matter of how far along in Camp Bonneville are we far enough away from any ordinances that we could do that.
Yeah. Jerry Bart, we talked to Heath and Jerry Barnett. Good.
So are you going to follow and see what you do to answer that question, Mark?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
But you're talking about a public gun range?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
That's what we have. What do you call the pit? English pit.
Yeah.
English pit is a combination. The sheriff is on one side of the berm. It's a big berm. And public is on the other.
So the action on that is Mark's going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the other thing I want to do a follow-up. Clark County Food Bank, is that part of Clark County Food System Council?
No. Separate organization.
Okay. I'd like to know a little bit more about the Clark County Food System Council. I read an article or email in there from Carolyn Levin.
Yep.
Did you get that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't they just have a meeting?
They had a land use forum at the Vancouver Library.
Yeah. Was there a response from Dr. Ellen Elnick on that?
A what?
A response?
On?
To my email?
You launched a bunch. Which one in particular?
Well,
we were not associated with that event.
Actually, we are.
Well, they used materials.
No,
printed materials.
That's what we thought, and that's what we were told. But the Food System Council is a Clark County public health organization.
No, sir.
Yeah, it's. That's what I thought too, but no, it's sir. On our website, and that's what my email was about. And they were arguing against Alternative 4 using public resources
to do so. I will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are not a Clark County organization.
Okay. It's good to know if you get similar names like that. And my last little thing I had is an update on the new gate pass for 78th Street. We were going to get new cards for the new...
So you got to get it programmed.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have that done by close of business today.
Well, don't have to back quick. It could be next week.
It's easy. It's very easy. Should have already been done.
That's all I have.
You have anything, Mark?
just to say that I end my second year doing this job tomorrow.
And
I start,
yeah,
I start year three.
Well, you're still here.
Start year three on Friday. Coincidentally.
No, heart attack?
No.
No. Tremors?
I'll be out on Friday. I'm going to Colorado Springs for a family wedding. We'll be home Sunday, and then I'll be gone part of Monday, all of Tuesday, and possibly all of Wednesday.
Will Bob be back then?
Bob will be back tomorrow. So he'll be taking care of you.
Okay.
When I'm gone.
You put us in good hands.
Yeah.
We will try to miss you.
Okay. Try hard. Let's see. Was that it? Yeah, I think that was it for me.
Do we have any new report on the process of the other?
I don't have any updates things
that
on
we have.
Property or anything.
There's quite a process to the recognizing. We recognize the surplus, but there's a process as to the dollars involved and what dollars they are, and in the one of the farm there, the some of the money was a grant for recreational property from the state, has to be used for that definitely in the future, and so that's what they're looking at right now. It's part of the process, and it should be. So it's good.
Mark, what's the status of the notice going out to the jurisdictions for the C-TRAN district conference?
I have a draft letter. I need to review it, and if I think it's appropriate, I'll share it with you, and then we'll...
Okay. When do you expect that?
When are you hoping for it?
Well, if we're out of here at 2, I have 3 hours left in the day. I could probably share it with you this afternoon.
Okay. Do we need our signatures on it? As long as it's consistent.
You are calling the meeting.
Yes.
I am not. Mm-hmm. So I would expect to have your signature on it.
Okay. And so basically you can circulate it so we can
probably
sign
just
it.
As a chair.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
But certainly the entire board needs to look at it. And
yes.
At least two of you have to say good to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have legal in here. I'd want legal to look at. Does the chair sign it? Does the whole board sign it? Or whatever. Do we have legal criteria?
I think the board can decide who signs it.
As long as the majority of the board.
As long as two of you say the letter is appropriate.
I think the statute says the legislative authority of the county calls the conference. So however you determine you've done that.
That's good.
Well, we've done that with the open meeting yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just simply the implementation of that, sending out the letter.
Yeah, because they need 30 days notice. They have 30 days to tell us what they want to do, whether they're going to participate and who their representative would be.
So I do have a question. A question came up yesterday, and I thought it was a really good question during the hearing. I was uneasy about our three consent agenda items that took action and other than just consent. And so I would like from our legal staff a legal opinion about whether or not there are parameters either legally or logically in what kind of issue we can put on a consent agenda.
Okay.
Because consent is separate from public hearing, and I realize on resolutions those can be on a consent item, but they don't have to be. So I just need the parameters of what the legal criteria is.
Okay. I'll get that.
And, of course, when we get that, I don't want that for my personal self. I want it for the counselors so that we can see if we're on the right track with that.
You have anything else, Mark?
No, sir.
Peter, do you have anything?
Not today.
Axel?
Sir.
Today's my 6th anniversary with the county.
Today's your 6th? Well, happy 6th anniversary.
Which anniversary?
6.
Six.
Oh, great. Okay. I don't have anything. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I can make a motion that we adjourn our board meeting.
Is there all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you.
I have to share with